this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Splat, splat, splat.
Ew, yuck, what'd you do?
Sounds like you're in pretty serious shape.
Maybe I have lockjaw.
Erica, stop fooling around and get ready for school.
Again?
Anyway, I'm in life sciences, and we're watching this really boring movie about the life cycle of the garter snail, and suddenly Bobby Rantzehoff starts shooting spit wads at the projector, and it was totally disgusting, because he used napkins, which really soak up the spit.
Oh, gross.
So I'm sitting right next to the projector when I hear this splat, splat, splat against the reel, and Bobby laughing behind me. But I figure I can live with it, so long as I don't get hit with anything. And then, just as the main darter is about to kick the bucket, wham! He pings me with a huge spit wad right under my left ear.
Ew, yuck! What'd you do?
I did what any self-respecting, red-blooded girl would have done. I beamed him with my life sciences book. This doesn't exactly go unnoticed by Mr. Pearl, so he turns off the projector and says that if we can't enjoy the privilege of a movie, we can all just do book work, which makes me real popular with the class. Then Mr. Pearl assigns Bobby and me an extra report on the darter snail, due tomorrow.
So I guess you'll be busy tonight, huh?
Nah, I did it in study hall.
It's finished?
Sure, I put it on Mr. Pearl's desk before I left.
Then why are you complaining?
Haven't you been listening? I got into trouble for something that wasn't my fault.
Sounds rough.
No rougher than my life in general.
What's so bad about your life in general?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't wish my life on Bobby Rantzehoff's dog.
I don't see that your life is any worse than mine.
My life is far worse than yours. For one thing, you don't have a bratty little sister who constantly annoys you and gets away with murder.
No, but I have a bratty older brother who uses me as a target in his rubber band wars.
No comparison. Also, my mom piles tons of chores on me before I leave for school, and tons of chores on me when I get home.
Bratty sister, overbearing mom, throw in a handsome prince and you could be Cinderella.
Very funny. You also don't have a best friend who makes fun of you.
I'm not making fun of you. It's just that lately, you've become really depressing. Nothing good ever happens to you anymore, only bad things.
I'm just calling him the way I see him.
Well, if that's the way you see him, you need glasses.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to go to the eye doctor for a checkup soon. I probably will need glasses.
See what I mean? You automatically think the worst.
Hey, life is hard. I'm just trying to face reality.
Look, I know life could be hard sometimes, but I just don't think your life is as bad as you're making it out to be.
No, it's probably worse.
I give up. You going to Wits End?
Yeah, if I don't get hit by a car on the way. You going?
No, I gotta get home.
Well, be careful and don't take any rides from strangers.
Right. See you tomorrow. Oh, and Erica?
Yeah?
Try being happy once in a while. You might like it.
Living in a dream world.
Oh, hi, Erica.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Uh-oh, you don't sound too good. What's wrong?
Oh, I just haven't had a very good day. Or week. Or month. Or year.
Oh, my.
In fact, my whole life has been pretty rotten.
Sounds like you're in pretty serious shape.
That's me, all right.
You want to tell me about it?
I would, but my mouth is kind of tired. Maybe I have lockjaw.
Oh, I don't think so.
The way this day is going, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Why does life have to be so tough?
Well, now, that is a question philosophers have wrestled with down through the ages. My personal belief is it's because Adam and Eve disobeyed God.
Yeah, and we've had nothing but trouble ever since. They really blew it for everybody, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But I think it's best to remember what James said. Count it all joy.
Count it all joy?
That's right. Uh-oh. It sounds like I'm going to have to start doing it right now. Excuse me, Erica. Connie, are you all right?
Count it all joy? Wait a minute. James, who?
Is this stool taken?
Yeah, Jenny, I'm on it. But the one next to me isn't.
Thanks, Erica. Okay.
How did you know it was me?
Your voice is pretty distinct. Is Mr. Whitaker around?
He's back in the kitchen. I think Connie broke some dishes back there.
Oh, that's what the crash was.
I can get him for you.
No, I'm just waiting for my mom to pick me up.
Oh. Jenny, can I ask you something?
Sure.
You seem to be a pretty happy person most of the time, even though you're, you know.
Blind?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess I am.
How do you do it?
Do what?
How do you stay happy?
Well, I guess part of it has to do with my personality. But mostly, I think of what the Bible says. Count it all joy.
That's what Mr. Whitaker said. Only he thought somebody named James said it.
He did. The Apostle James in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. But I don't get it. What does count it all joy mean?
It's the beginning of a verse. The whole thing goes, count it all joy, my brothers, when you are faced with trials and temptations, for the testing of your faith develops perseverance. James 1, 2 through 4. It's my favorite scripture.
I still don't get it.
Well, let's put it this way. Do you ever talk to God about your troubles?
Sure.
Then in a way, those troubles are actually bringing you closer to God, right?
Yeah.
And being closer to God is a good thing, isn't it?
Of course.
So you can be joyful about those troubles because they're bringing you closer to God. Understand?
Oh, yeah. So you can be happy about being blind.
Because I know it's just bringing me closer to God.
But I still don't understand how you do it. I mean, do you quote that verse every time you have a problem?
Sort of. Whenever things get rough, I try to remember what the verse says. Then I repeat only the first part to myself. Count it all joy. That usually does it. Pretty soon I feel a lot better. Oh, is that my mom?
Brown station wagon?
That's her. I gotta get going.
Don't forget your cane.
Thanks. And remember, count it all joy.
Got it. See ya.
Bye.
Count it all joy, huh? Well, it's worth a try.
It's time to get up. Would you like some music to help you?
Okay.
Haley, what are you doing?
You said you wanted some music.
Erica, turn down that radio!
Yes, ma'am!
You know, you really shouldn't keep your radio up that loud.
I didn't turn it up that loud, and you know it. Get out of my room, Haley!
I was just trying to make sure you're not late for school. What a grouch.
I'll grouch you, you little...
Boy, first grouchy and now clumsy. Is this what middle school does to you?
What is all the banging around up there?
That was Erica, Mom. She tried to jump out of bed, but she fell on her face.
Erica, stop fooling around and get ready for school.
You heard her. See downstairs.
Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Good morning, Mother.
Well, you're awfully cheery this morning.
Yeah, usually all we get is a grunt.
Ha ha ha. You know, sometimes you're very amusing, Haley.
And sometimes you're very strange, Erica.
Actually, Erica, I'm kind of surprised, too. After all the ruckus earlier, I expected a pretty sour mood from you.
Not this morning. Can I help fix breakfast?
Now I'm really surprised. Are you feeling all right?
Maybe when she fell out of bed, she hit her face harder than we thought.
I'm feeling fine, Mother. I'm just trying to be happy.
Oh. Well, you can't help fix breakfast, but you can help eat it. Have a seat.
Okay. Mother, have you seen my red sweater?
Oh, I meant to tell you, Haley wore it yesterday and got it all muddy.
What?
Still think I'm amusing?
Haley.
But the only sweater I have left is the green one, and it makes me look like a giant pear.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I haven't had time to clean the other one.
But...
Besides, I seem to remember that you used her favorite dress to clean your bicycle chain last week, didn't you?
Yes, you're right. I did. Okay, I'll wear the green one.
Good. Now listen, I've got to get going, but there's something I need you to do before you go to school.
I know. Put the dishes in the dishwasher and take out the garbage.
Well, yes, but I also need you to clean up the bathroom.
What? But that's Haley's job, isn't it?
I'm dropping Haley off early this morning.
I got a part in the school play, and our first meeting is before classes start.
I see. So not only do I have to do Haley's chores while she's out having fun, I also have to walk to school on top of it.
That about sums it up.
Oh, can it all dry?
There aren't that many dishes, and you don't have to scour the bathroom. Just straighten it up a bit. You'll have plenty of time, if you don't dawdle.
Are you kidding? That's what she does best.
Haley, that is enough. Go get in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Erica, honey, I know it's rough, but that's just how things worked out today. Be sure and lock up when you leave, okay?
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy.
All right, don't forget to read chapters 15 and 16 in your life science books tomorrow. Erica?
Yes, sir?
Can I see you for a moment?
What is it, Mr. Pearl?
Don't you have something for me?
Have something for you.
Yes, your report.
My report?
On the darter snail.
Darter snail?
Please stop repeating everything I say. Do you have your report or not?
No, sir.
No, sir?
You have it.
I have it?
I handed it in already.
You handed it in? Now you've got me doing it. Just when did you hand in this alleged report?
Yesterday afternoon.
But I only gave you the assignment yesterday morning.
I know. I did it in study hall and handed it in.
I don't recall getting any report yesterday afternoon.
You weren't here.
Well, if I wasn't here, then how could you have given it to me?
I didn't give it to you. I left it on your desk before I went home yesterday.
There was nothing on my desk when I came in this morning.
There wasn't? But I put it right there.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get it.
I did the report, Mr. Pearl, I promise.
Well, I believe you, Erica, but I still need to see it. I am afraid you're going to have to do it again.
Again?
Either that or take a failing grade.
Another report it is, sir, and thank you for the second chance.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, sir.
Oh. Well, then, you're welcome. And this time, if I'm not here, put it in my desk drawer so it doesn't disappear.
Yes, sir. Thanks once again. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy.
Wait, Erica. You know the rules. 5 laps.
But, Coach, I was talking with Mr. Pearl.
Then where's your hall pass?
Oh, I didn't get one.
Rules are rules. 5 laps.
Yes, sir. Count it all joy.
Wow, look at the mess in this table. You're gonna have to clean it up before you go out to recess.
But this isn't my mess.
Well, you're the only one here, so get busy.
Count it all joy.
Where'd you get that sweater, Erica? It makes you look like a giant pear.
Count it all joy. Count it all joy.
Can you believe it, Erica? He picked me to recite the Gettysburg Address in front of the whole school. I'm gonna choke. I know it.
Don't let it get you down.
That's the best you could do? You know, I hate getting up in front of people, and I'm terrible at memorizing. You're great at both. You've got to help me. What should I do?
Don't worry. Be happy.
How can I be happy when I have to try it out in front of the class tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is another day.
What's the matter with you? Why are you acting so weird?
I'm trying to be full of happiness.
You sound more like you're full of hot air. Now, will you cut it out? I've got a real problem here.
Problems are merely challenges designed to make you a better person.
Erica, will you stop acting like a goon and help me?
I'm not acting like a goon. I'm trying to encourage you.
I don't need encouragement. I need help. Can't you get that through your thick skull?
My thick skull? I'm not the one with the thick skull you are. Your head's so thick, sometimes I think it's made out of concrete.
Erica!
I know how to memorize and recite. I also know how to do fractions, conjugate verbs, and write book reports. Three other things you're no good at.
Erica!
Of course you might have a remote chance of doing all these things if you just open up your ears and listen once in a while. Boy, that felt good.
So that's how it is, huh, Erica?
Oh, Kim, I didn't mean...
I come to you for help, and you give me insults. Fine. Some friend you turned out to be.
Kim, wait. Kim!
Oh, no.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, didn't we play this scene yesterday? You still sound depressed.
I am.
I thought you had the answer to that problem.
So did I. It was an answer you and Jenny Roberts gave me, only it doesn't work.
Well, what did we tell you?
To count it all joy. What a joke.
Oh, it's not a joke, Erica.
Tell that to Kim.
Well, what happened?
I've had nothing but one problem after another all day long. And every time one came up, I did just like Jenny said. I told myself, count it all joy. But instead of joy, all I felt was more and more frustrated. Until finally, just a few minutes ago, I blew up at Kim.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that count it all joy stuff may work for you and Jenny, Mr. Whitaker. But it sure doesn't work for me.
Oh, Erica, it works for you. You've just got to understand what's working. You see...
Guys, you'd better quit it.
What is that?
Sounds like somebody's pretty upset.
It's coming from the library.
Oh, excuse me, Erica.
Oh, no. The last time I didn't get a full explanation. This time I'm coming with you.
Give it! This isn't funny, you guys. You'd better quit it.
It's Jenny.
Whoever's doing this better cut it out. And I mean it right now. Give it back.
Jenny. Jenny, calm down.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes. Yes, it's me. Now, I want you to calm down and tell me what's the matter.
You've got a practical joker here. That's what's the matter. Somebody stole my cane.
Oh, I don't think anybody would do that.
Oh, yeah? Real funny. Let's pick on the blind girl.
Jenny, where did you have it last?
At the desk.
Oh, here it is. It just slipped behind a bookcase. Here you go, Jenny.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, whoever's listening. I guess I've just had a bad day.
You have bad days?
Of course I do. Everybody does. Can I have a glass of water, Mr. Whitaker?
Sure you can. Let me help you over to the counter.
Thanks, but I need to do it myself. Is it this way?
Yes. Just holler for Connie when you get there.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I guess that just proves it.
You guess what proves what?
That count it all joy stuff doesn't work for anybody. I mean, Jenny is supposed to always be happy, even though she has all these problems. Well, she sure didn't look happy to me.
Where did you get the idea that Jenny is always happy?
From Jenny. She said yesterday that she can be happy about being blind because it brings her closer to Jesus, just like the verse in James says.
Oh, hold on. Did she say she could be happy or joyful?
What's the difference?
A big one. Erica, joy has nothing to do with feeling happy. It doesn't mean we walk around with smiles plastered on our faces and pretend like nothing ever bothers us.
It doesn't?
No. The joy we have as Christians is rooted in Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. You see, he conquered death and sin. They have no hold on us anymore. That's why even though we feel bad or hurt or angry or depressed, we can still be joyful.
Then it's okay to feel all those things? I mean, angry and hurt and all that?
Of course it is. You're only human. What's not okay is letting those feelings take over your life. You need to deal with them and put them behind you. And the best way to do that is to remember that you were made for something better, serving the Lord. That's what Count It All Joy really means.
Hi, Kim. What do you want?
To apologize. I'm sorry I acted like such a dope and said all those bad things.
Well, I'm sorry too. I guess I got a little carried away.
You still want my help with the Gettysburg Address?
Not if you're gonna put on a plastic smile and tell me that today is the first day of the rest of my life.
I'm not.
Does that mean Miss Depression is back?
No, she's not either. Look, I'm not gonna be always happy or always depressed anymore. From now on, I'm just gonna be joyful.
I think Erica understands the difference between joy and happiness a little better now. It isn't an easy thing to do, you know, being joyful even when you're not happy. But like Whit said, true joy doesn't depend on our circumstances, but on being right with God. Like it says in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Count It All Joy was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.